USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the border is closed and that it will stay closed after May 11th when Title 42 expires.
Individuals who do not access our lawful pathways will be presumed to be ineligible for asylum and will have a higher burden of proof to overcome.
Mexico, he says, is agreeing to put troops on its southern border. Fox News wants Dominion to run an internal investigation and make sure the leak of unredacted text messages from Tucker Carlson didn't originate from there. Previously redacted portions of Carlson's text messages have come out since he left Fox News, including some after he watched video from the January 6th Capitol attack. The FDA is recalling more than 500,000 COVID tests over concerns they may be contaminated with bacteria.
The Food and Drug Administration says anyone with SD Biosensor Pilot COVID-19 at-home tests should discard them. The agency is looking into the kit's liquid solution and that direct contact with it could be a safety risk. It also may have compromised the test's accuracy. Most of the tests were distributed by CVS. I'm Dave Collins.
A sound to announce the marquee sporting event of the coming weekend.
The 149th running of the Kentucky Derby tomorrow at Churchill Downs, with the favorite horse to win being Forte. Unfortunately, the excitement of the week has been overshadowed by the deaths of four horses in recent days. Two of them trained by Safi Joseph Jr., who was suspended indefinitely. Investigations into the horses' deaths are underway. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New documents, including deposition video, are being released in former President Trump's civil case. During the deposition, former President Trump is corrected after mistakenly identifying a photo of a woman as his ex-wife, Marla Maples.
What's that?
The person you just pointed to is Jean Carroll.
Who is that? Who is this?
Point. And the person, the woman on the right, is your then-wife,
I don't know.
Mom?
This was the picture. Mom. I assume that's John Johnson. Is that
Carroll?
Because it's very blurry.
Trump's being sued by E. Jean Carroll for sexual battery and defamation over an alleged sexual assault in the 1990s. The documents were released after media organizations filed a records request. Court documents show items recovered by police from a storage unit in the University of Idaho student murder case. The unit in Pullman, Washington, belonged to murder suspect Brian Koberger. Police report they found several items, including a black rubber glove, receipts, hair strands, and a computer tower. Blood was found on his mattress cover and pillow. Koberger is accused of killing four University of Idaho students and is currently sitting behind bars. If you missed it, President Biden declared May 5th National Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Awareness Day. The FBI issued a statement not only honoring the lives lost, but also pledging to uphold their commitment to supporting tribal and law enforcement partners to find justice and healing. A study done by the National Institute of Justice found that more than 80% of Native women have experienced violence in their lifetime. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.